This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Beautiful. I was looking at the photos when we were preparing the presentation. I thought, wow, it's such a bunch of cute babies together. Thanks. got a privilege of my in-laws visiting, and yesterday we went to a lion park. And the children really enjoyed that, I must admit. The lions were quite close at one point, and it's just hilarious to hear the comments, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff about the lion that you can comment on, but Emily was intrigued about the one lion going to the toilet. That was a highlight for her. what an amazing blessing, just that we can have access to that here. But this morning, I just want to pray briefly as we get into the Word. Father, we thank you that we could just take this time now and to bless each one of these little ones, God, and we just add our agreement to every prayer that was prayed now. We thank you for your blessing and your peace, God. And we consecrate this time to you, Father. We consecrate this time and the Word to you, Father. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would come and speak into every heart. Yes, Lord, we've celebrated your grace upon the little ones, but thank you that your grace is upon each heart here today. Thank you, Lord, that for every soul here, you know us. You know us so intimately. Thank you that you have a desire to know each one. Lord, you have a desire for each one of us to know you, Lord. And this morning, we trust, Holy Spirit, that each heart will receive your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just to get the distraction out of the way, I had a brief misunderstanding with the tree on my mountain bike. So that's why I'm wearing this. If it's not serious, don't worry. But Dr. Roland said I should wear it for 2 weeks, so I'll take it off when I get home. No, just kidding. Thanks, Roland. I want us to read from a well-known part. This is actually a photo of David and I. Sorry. Not that clear, there's a lot of light in here, but just ties into with what I want to talk about. Let's look at John chapter 1, from verse 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life, this is Christ, brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. I'm going to jump to verse 10. This is Jesus. He came into the very world He created, but the world did not recognize Him. He came to His own people, and even they rejected Him. But to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. I just want to read those last two again. But to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but the birth that comes from God. And then I want to briefly read the verse 12 again from the New King James. But as many as received Him, to Him He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. There are two key elements that are there, the receiving part and the believing part. Now, the very powerful part here in terms of John explaining that Christ was with God in the beginning, and Christ was involved, and Jesus was involved in creation, and he's an eternal being, just like God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And then there's this very powerful thing. He says, for those that, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Now these days, people are keen about rights, right? Everybody wants to stand on their rights, and there's a lot of things going on, you know, there's always, and rightly so. But in the kingdom and in a monarchy, often and specifically when we're following Christ, there's actually not a lot of rights because we lay down our lives for Christ. But this is a very powerful one that he's given us. Amen. He's given us rights. Those that have received Christ and those that believe in him, he's given us the right to become children. Isn't that a powerful right to receive from him? Now, the challenge that we sit with often is that it says here, we receive him. Now, as what do we receive him? And this is often where things become muddled for us. And I want to illustrate it in a way that I hope will help. So my son David, he's 4 now. He's really fascinated with everything that's with police, got to do with police, right? At one stage it was the fire engines and stuff, but now we're on to police. So whenever we drive within 0.5 kilometer from a police vehicle, he will spot it. Even long before, or police helicopter, he will spot it way down on the horizon. He will see, look, Dad, there's a police helicopter. I'm like, what? Where? How did you see that? You know. So he's really sharp and he spots these things. And a year and a half ago, when we were at our previous house, we were burgled. A year and a half about to go, when we were at our previous house, we were burgled. He had caught the guys, the bad guys that had taken our stuff. The policeman would bring back the stuff. Surely that's what a policeman is there for, right? And it was obviously we had to discuss the reality that no, the policeman did not bring the things back. But what happens is that David had the picture in his mind about the police. And he had this expectation in his heart, and his whole world was built around this, that he knew. He knew this in his heart, that this is what a policeman does. A policeman catches the bad guys and brings back the stuff, right? And he was quite devastated when he realized that that was not the case. The reality was different from what he had, the picture that he had created in his mind. And crazy thing happens, guys, we do the same thing with God. We have expectations, we have thoughts, we have dreams, we have an image in our hearts about who God is. And like in David's case, often we create something in our minds about God that suits us very well. And we create we would love to serve a God that is comfortable to our situation, that's comfortable with who we are, the way we are, and that's not going to make too many waves. We like that. We want to serve a God that that suits our lifestyle and it brings blessings into our lives. It doesn't press too many buttons, but just kind of is a blessing to have around. You know, we have a flat that we rent out. And I think even also if you have a room in your house that when you rent out to somebody maybe that you don't know, I was a tenant like that once in a house. And I believe, you know, you're looking for a certain kind of person. They must be this and this and this. Maybe not smoking, or maybe not somebody that plays loud music, or that maybe not somebody that does drumming as a hobby, you know, or violin or trumpet or something like that. You know, avoid those kind of tenants. Or maybe not somebody with, if it's going to be a room in your house, maybe not somebody with a newborn baby. Just throwing it out there. You know, we've got lots of babies here this morning. But we are very particular, and it's funny enough, we do a similar thing when we follow Christ. We want to follow a Christ or a God that meets a whole list of expectations. You know, shouldn't interfere with my finances, shouldn't have a lot to say about my relationships. Blessings are welcome. Yes, the rent must come in every month. But we somehow in our hearts, and we don't write this down, guys, we don't think about this. This is not a conscious thing. But we have something in our heart that we would love to serve a God that is comfortable for us. The challenge is that if we receive Christ, as it says here, but as we receive Him, if we want to receive Him for who He is, then we need to take a couple of things into consideration. Now, I can't speak too long on this morning, but I trust that the Holy Spirit is going to drop a few things in our hearts. Now, when we receive Christ, actually, I want to read this quote quickly. You can jump forward, skip verse Romans 8 briefly. Yes, John Piper writes, he says, receiving Jesus does not mean a kind of peaceful coexistence with Christ who makes no claims. Receiving Jesus means taking Him into your life or your home, your school, your work, your marriage, your dreams, for who He really is. If He comes and he comes as our Savior, we receive His salvation. If He comes into our lives as our Father, we receive His fatherhood. As a leader, we receive His leadership. If He comes into our lives as provider, do we receive His provision? If He comes into our lives as our counselor, do we receive His counsel? Or is that where we draw the line? You know what, I want to get, maybe we receive counsel about some things, but, you know, the finance thing, I don't want to talk about that type of thing. When He comes into our lives as protector, do we receive His protection? When He comes into our lives maybe as authority over all things, the Lord of Lords, do we receive His authority? And if He comes into our lives as King of Kings, do we receive Him as King of Kings? And then I'm trusting that Holy Spirit is going to work in our hearts this morning, and as He's doing in my own heart, to say, but, you know, am I accepting His rule as King of Kings in my life? Or am I trying to make Him fit into the box that is really comfortable for me? It requires no change on my part. Now, guys, the challenging part about growing and becoming more like Jesus in our pursuit of relationship with Him, we become more like Christ. The challenge is that becoming like Christ requires change on our part and not on His part. And that's often where the discomfort comes in. We have to change. We have to make changes in how we live and how we go about things. There's an abundance of grace. Now, I want us to read from Romans chapter 8. And verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, if we have received Christ and believe in Him, if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. So as heirs of God, as children, and we've been given the right to become children, as children we become heirs. And heirs of the fullness of the eternal blessing that God has prepared for us. And this is a challenge often because we are so, you know, we're so kind of controlled by time or our schedules and everything that we have to kind of adhere to that it's difficult for us to identify or get grip on the concept of eternity. But each of these little ones that we dedicated here this morning, each one of those are eternal beings. Each one of us here are eternal beings and will exist for eternity. And that eternity does not begin one day. It's already, you're in it, right? Yes, we're going to make some changes when the earthly body has to pass away. But the eternal time of our existence has already started. And are you and I receiving that fullness of life that God has, that part of the inheritance that He has for us in Christ? Or are we pursuing a God that is comfortable for the here and now, that's going to have us devastated like David was when he got to grips with reality? So much I felt Holy Spirit laying on my heart that He wants to press on our hearts this morning, that He loves each one. And He demonstrates His love that while we were still enemies with God, the Bible says, while we were still opposing Him, Christ died for us. That's how God demonstrates His love. He says, listen, I see the state that you're in, but while you're in that state, while you can't make a choice, while you are still an enemy of mine, I will demonstrate my love for you by sending my Son to pay the penalty for your sin, to bear your shame and your guilt, to bear your sickness and every curse. And He demonstrates that love towards each one of us. And He makes an invitation to us and says, if you would receive Christ as King and Lord and Healer and Savior and Deliverer and Counselor and all those things we might mention, if you receive Him, and you believe, I'll give you the right to become a child of God and an heir with Christ. And that invitation is still open for each one here this morning. I felt that specifically that while I was praying that there's some here maybe that if ourselves, that the Lord that we heard about then is maybe not the same one that we are serving now. Maybe that we've our list has got longer and we've kind of put God in a little box in our life where it's comfortable for us. And I trust and I believe the Holy Spirit is giving us grace this morning to say, Lord, but I want to receive you in my life for who you really are. Not only because of the benefits, because I have a desire to spend eternity with you. I have a desire to walk in the fullness of your eternal inheritance that is mine as an heir with Christ. Amen. Amen. I want to stand this morning. We're going to pray together. I want to end off with one scripture from John chapter 14. Excuse me. John chapter 14. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one inherits eternal life except through me. No one becomes an heir except through Jesus. No one becomes a child of God except through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Let's close our eyes. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. We thank you for your presence in this place, God. Even as we've just been amazed at your gift of life through these little ones, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that not only have you given each of us your life, but you have a desire to give us eternal life. Not only have you given us life that we can stand here in our mortal bodies and enjoy life right now, but thank you, Lord, that you have made provision for us to be reborn. You've made provision for us not only to have physical life, but to have spiritual life. For our spirits to be alive. For our spirits to be connected with you, Lord. Not only for now, but for eternity. Thank you, Lord, for the reality, Lord, not only of your judgment one day, but the reality of your perfect love for each one that has made provision for us for the time of judgment, that has made provision for us for the time of when we need to be accountable to you. Thank you that you demonstrated your love, Lord, by sending your Son to take our place and carrying our sin and our shame, our guilt, our pain. Thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross for each one here. Even the ones that feel far off, even those of us that maybe don't feel close to God this morning, thank you that your sacrifice is for each one. Even the little ones that don't even know yet, Lord, your sacrifice is for them. And your perfect provision is perfect, Lord. I feel that there's, as every eye is closed, I feel there's some here that are wrestling with this reality that Christ loves me, that God loves me, that He has stepped forward and He has demonstrated His love first. And He's invited, and it's as if you doubt Him, but is it really applicable to my life? The Holy Spirit wants to press on your heart and say, my son, my daughter, I love you. I've made provision for you, and I know your situation. I know what you've wrestled through, and I know where you've come from, but I also know where I want to take you. And I want to lead you into the path of righteousness. I want to lead you into a place of fullness of life, an everlasting life. And yes, there's an inheritance, and part of that is also an element of suffering. There's an element of challenge. There's an element of there's a lot of discomfort in our transformation and our change, but Lord, we thank you that there's fullness of grace, there's an abundance of grace toward each one as we choose to follow Christ. As every eye is closed this morning, if you're standing here, maybe you realize that you feel that there's some distance between you and God. Maybe you've grown up in church like I have, and but since then there's a lot that has changed and you feel like you've drifted from God. And right now, here this morning, you know that you are not right with Him. You know that in your heart. I believe this morning, Holy Spirit, God through His Holy Spirit is extending an invitation to you, saying, my son, my daughter, come to me. I love you. And through Christ, I accept you just the way that you are. I accept you with everything that's going on, with everything in your past, and I accept you and I receive you in Christ. And I love you so much that I've made provision for each one of those things that are troubling you. I believe He's extending that invitation. He's saying, come to me. For some it's come back to me. For some it's come the first time. come and receive eternal destiny, eternal life. Come and receive spiritual life. Come and be reborn. Yes, there's a place where we repent of our sin and we choose to follow Christ as Lord and King. We choose to bow the knee before Him. We choose to submit our will to Him. We choose to repent. We choose to turn away from our sinful ways. We choose to follow Him as Lord and Savior, as King of Kings. There's an abundance of grace as He accepts us and as He gives us, as He empowers us by His Spirit to follow Him. If that's you this morning, while every eye is closed, I'd love to pray with you. I'm not going to call you to the front, but I'd love just to pray with you while you're standing. If that's you, won't you raise your hand for a moment while every eye is closed? Won't you raise your hand? I'd like to pray along with you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bring our hearts before You this morning. Acknowledge that we are in need of a Savior. And I pray for each heart here, Lord, that You would stir that in our hearts daily, Lord, that we would not only recognize that we need You and we need to receive You as Savior and as King and as Counselor, Lord, and as Deliverer and as Healer, Lord, but that, Lord, that we would daily yield to You as Lord of all, King of Kings. Thank You that You give us grace to bow the knee. You. Thank You that You give us grace to humble ourselves, Lord, before You. I pray that for each soul here, for a grace to humble ourselves before You, Lord. Say, Lord, cleanse our hearts. Deliver us from the image of Christ that we have created for us, for our own comfort, Lord. And give us grace to receive You, Lord, for who You are. In Jesus' name. And Father, for those that feel afar off, Lord, I thank You for grace to draw near to You right now, Jesus. I thank You for grace to receive Your love. And I feel somehow the Lord's going to be knocking on your heart even the next few weeks. And I thank You, Lord, for a grace to open our hearts and say, Lord, I want to know You. I don't know what that looks like, but I want to start to understand and know You. So, Lord, I pray Your blessing and Your peace over each one here in the name of Jesus. I thank You that You've birthed in us a desire to follow You, a desire to be like Christ, a desire to receive that promise of being children of God, being co-heirs with Christ. Thank You, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.